tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again, kids, from the Tracking Center at the North Pole. I'm Mel Frankmer, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. According to official records here in the tracking department, there may be more tracker elves in North America than any place in the world. Joining us now from his post somewhere in a remote area of eastern Ontario, Canada, is professional tracker elf Petey LaCroix. Petey, this is a critical hour for you, as Santa is due in your sector within the next few hours. What exactly is your assignment as a professional tracker elf?
Well, it's highly technical. I don't expect an amateur like you to understand all the mumbo-jumbo of how we talk, but basically, my job is to find Santa and record him with my sophisticated equipment.
Are you measuring Santa's speed, his altitude, or maybe his trajectory?
Well, I think mostly I'm here just to prove Santa came here.
But isn't the fact that millions of people wake up happy with stuff under their tree good enough evidence, Petey?
Well, I guess not. They got me out here in the dead of night freezing my keister on Christmas for some reason. I don't know.
Thank you for your service to Santa, Petey. We'll let you get back to the bird dog, and you do so well. From the North Pole Tracking Center, where we track Santa now somewhere in South America, and working his way north, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.